use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, call it, point it, zoom it, press it.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to begin today's That Computer Show with some really good news and then some really sad news. But first, the obligatory intro with lots of enthusiasm. Hello everybody, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you're listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news.
Man, that was epic.
It was pretty, pretty epic. That was awesome. Okay, on today's episode 132 of That Computer Show, the aforementioned sad news, as well as Google's giving students first crack into the new Google Voice beta. Now, the beta itself isn't new, but anyway, you'll... Did you? Okay, well, very cool. Okay. Soma, to extend a heart's lifespan outside the body. It has nothing to do with zombies, we
Soma.
Think. And Toyota's violin-playing robot playing a sad song for all those Toyota recalls. Yes, I'm going to get some aftermarket pads from the bottom of my, like, Prius floor panel thing. And anyway, we've got that and more on today's That Computer Show. Take it away, Chris. Did you know the sad news? If I told you my sad news,
yeah, I think you mentioned that Heroes is going to be canceled.
Yeah,
or is canceled.
I guess it is
canceled. Id.
Yeah. And my friend, you know, Leviticus, you were asking about LeVar and Will. They really haven't said anything about it. But I logged on to Twitter a few minutes ago because, you know, we're gonna if you have a question, ask the question at TCS Joe on Twitter. And we'll answer it, unless it's a stupid question, in which case we'll just ridicule you no more than we do ourselves on a daily basis. Self-loathing is great. Yeah, Heroes is canceled. It is official. They thought about it for a shortened final season to wrap everything up, but apparently in the end, with the high cost of the drama and its declining ratings and the number of new hour-longs coming to NBC next season, they decided to give it the axe. I'm really kind of sad because they left it, like, kind of at a cliffhanging kind of a note. You know, Siler's a good guy. The cheerleader's like jumping off of a Ferris wheel, Ferris Bueller, whatever. So yeah, Heroes is canceled. My friend Greg Grunberg tweeted about it. He's really toe up, yo.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I know Greg's got other things in the you know, other coals in the fire.
He's got Yowza.
Yowza app, which
he's got Talk About It. You know, his son has oh crap, I feel really bad right now. It's the problem where you have the seizures.
Epilepsy?
Yeah-ha, that's it. Yes, and his son has it, and he has talkaboutit.org, which is a website dedicated to educating people about epilepsy. You know, that people aren't freaks, they're just people, and they have... I never really realized that there was so much ill will and prejudice against people with epilepsy, but he's really educated me on it. Anyway,
so Heroes is gone. Law and Order's also gone.
Yeah, Flash Forward has been canceled. Which, I mean, I'm watching it because I thought it was a really great concept, and it's got one of the hobbits in it. But Dominic Monaghan is one of the characters in Flash Forward. He was one of the hobbits. Who did he play? One of the hobbits. I can't remember. My brain is full of too much Star Wars to fit in. Like, I know he was one of the hobbits, and he was great. I don't remember which one.
Wow.
Bilbo
Baggins. A lot of people are upset. The comments are like, I'm boycotting NBC.
Potatoes! Yeah, so... but ABC's canceling Flash Forward. Now, the good news is, Chuck and V, they have been renewed.
But V's on ABC.
V is on ABC. Chuck is on NBC. So I guess they're killing one, keeping another. NBC's also canceling Trauma and Mercy, which I watched.
Weren't they the same show?
Effectively, yeah. I mean, they were medical procedural dramas. That
ER was great. That ER was a great show. House is a pretty good show. I mean, okay. I really like House. And then there's Scrubs.
Yeah, well, Scrubs was funny.
Scrubs
man.
Is funny.
Oh my gosh, we used to wait.
But there are too many like hospital shows on TV. You can't just go, oh, you know, let's create a hospital show that does this, that, and the other. And
well,
also,
how...
let's create a hospital show that's dramatic and about this one chick. No. I mean, come up with something else.
Okay.
How about hospitals in space?
you know? They actually, you know what's funny? They actually, who's it? ABC actually tried that, not with hospitals, but remember Defying Gravity?
Nope.
It was like a Desperate Housewives kind of a drama, but not Desperate Housewives. That's not doing it justice. But it was all drama-esque, but it was in space, and they had aliens that, like, these astronauts went on this ship that was going to go around the solar system, and it turns out that there was, like, some weird alien presence that was guiding. It was actually a really good show.
I think NBC just needs to, like, borrow some BBC stuff and just play that.
I'm digging the new Doctor, man.
Doctor Who's good.
He is so much a better Doctor than I would have thought.
It's different. It's a different angle than what we've been used to since the past two Doctors with Chris Eccleston and...
Because they were really rock star Doctors.
They were. I watched one of the first season of Doctor Who 2005. That's what we call it since it, you know, came back out in 2005. And Chris Eccleston was a great Doctor.
He was a really great Doctor.
And then so was... what's his name?
David Tennant.
David Tennant was an excellent Doctor.
Yeah.
But they were, like, rock stars. And the current Doctor is more like...
He's like a Doctor.
Yeah.
It's like the 70s Doctor, but with a progressive kind of a awesome action-y storyline.
Yeah. But the show's great. And there's also a bunch of really good dramas and things that are on BBC that...
I love Survivors. Paranormal was really good. Being Human is coming back. If you haven't watched Being Human, is great. Anyway, a lot of TV news, I guess. But, yeah, Chuck and V renewed, which I'm really enjoying both. I'm really glad that Chuck and Sarah got together, finally.
Hey, don't ruin it for me. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, but then they broke up. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm joking.
Gosh.
But you know they're going to get together at some point. They finally do, and, you know, lots of naughtiness ensues.
Make little spy babies.
Spy babies, yes. Okay, what else do we have to talk about? Android 2.1, finally on the Samsung Moment.
And the Hero.
Is it out?
It leaked, and so yeah, it's kind of out.
Leaked all over my internets.
Yeah, it leaked out, and it's pretty nice. In fact, I kind of would like to have the HTC, what they call the Sense
UI
interface. Yeah, the Sense UI. It's pretty cool. Some people have said though, they're happy that with this version on the Hero, you can disable Sense if you don't like Sense and you want the standard.
That is cool. That is very good. Yeah.
You can't disable it on the Droid Incredible. You're stuck with the Sense interface, which, I mean, it's like being, you know, like the joke about escalators. When they break, they just become stairs. You hang a little sign that says, you know, this escalator is broken. We're sorry for the convenience.
Please use the stairs. Oh, we're sorry for the convenience. That's cute.
Yeah, if HTC Sense is so nice, you can't disable it. Sorry for the convenience. But
well, now here's something interesting.
I'm digging my 2.1 on my Moment.
And you know, Froyo is getting ready to come out 2.2.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about this whole thing. You know, I just got 2.1.
Yeah,
I want to feel good about getting the newest thing that's out, and then 2.2 is going to come out, and supposedly it's 450% faster chip encoder.
Yeah, whatever.
And all this great new stuff and all these great features that are going to make the carriers really upset.
Now, it's supposed to have Flash 10.1.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, and Wilson, one of our TCS teammates, he said that there's news. Wilson. There's word that a lot of the first-gen devices like ours, they're not going to get the 2.2. That it's only going to be on newer devices.
Where did you pick that up?
He found it in a couple of different places.
I have to look that up. That's interesting.
Yeah, stuff. I can't say that that's true. He may have been on pain medications. But we'll see. But for now, we can enjoy our Android 2.1 on our Samsung Moment.
I'd go into 2.1, but that 2.1 is old news. It's been out for like 6 months. But
not for us, just
the people with the Hero and the Moment are just now getting it. Now, and the story there is, we were dragged along, basically being told,
bloodied and broken, crying.
Yeah, it'll be out tomorrow. I mean, next week. I mean, at the end of the month. Well, sometime
next quarter.
Sometime early in the very near future.
Well, no, late in the quarter. No.
Yeah, probably May, June.
The quarter after that.
Next year.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Before Jesus comes,
We never told you when it was going to come out.
Anyway.
I don't know where you got that information from. Screenshots.
Okay. Screenshot or didn't happen. I'm gonna switch gears real quick. Google Voice. What is Google Voice?
It's a little high-pitched, kind of sounds gross.
Hey, how you doing?
So, Quagmire.
what is Google Voice? Do we know what Google Voice is? Do you know?
It's sort of like a... It's spawned off of the Grand Central thing.
Yeah, okay. Grand Central was a service.
It's a sort of like a phone number and a voicemail system that allows you to consolidate all of your different phones.
Yeah.
Your work phone, your home phone, your mobile phone, all your voicemail boxes, numbers.
I call the Google Voice number.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all my devices ring or something?
If that's the way you want it set up, yes. Or it can ring them in a certain order. Or if certain people call, it goes to a certain number. You have, like, pretty much limitless capabilities.
It's like a little tiny Google-run phone system.
Yeah. It's like having your own personal secretary that handles all your calls. And she's your little operator, and she has...
Hello?
She sits in there with the cables and unplugs them and plugs them.
So... So
it's cool though, and you can also, you know, with an Android phone, you can run the Google Voice app on your phone, and you can select whether you call from your Android Google number, so that when people see your caller ID, they see your Google number as opposed to your actual mobile number.
So that's what they'll call. Now, do you have Google Voice?
I have it, but I haven't installed it on my phone yet. The app.
So. Now I've got Google Voice. I've used it a little bit, but it's been a beta, and it's been kind of hard to get into. For a really long time, it's kind of coveted. So it looks like Google on Friday began giving students priority access to Google Voice. Basically, if you got a .edu, they're promising students access to the service within 24 hours. Now, Leviticus, you signed up for it? But that's very cool because it's really useful for a student who may... I don't know, have to use an out-of-state phone temporarily, or I remember when I was at USC, my phone number changed every semester because the phone number depended kind of like on what building and what room and blah, blah, blah.
And I certainly wish that Deborah, and I don't know Deborah's last name, would have used Google Voice, because on Mother's Day, I got 8 phone calls from Deborah's kids wishing me a happy Mother's Day and
happy
text
Mother's
messages.
Day, Chris.
And... yesterday at 3 a.m. in the morning, I also got a call. And this is not Deborah's phone. Deborah,
if you're listening, and Deborah,
send out a blast email to your kids with your new phone number.
Tweet about it. Put it on the Facebook. Because we know, you know, Deborah's...
Actually, they're all great kids. I mean, you know, we had these conversations, you know.
I love Deborah's kids. They're really thoughtful. We just don't know who the heck they are.
And the flowers are really nice. Thanks, guys. So...
That's getting a little awkward. Wow. Okay. We've only got a couple minutes left for this first segment. We have really run the
just
gamut.
Just installed Google Voice on my phone. I love
Google
my
Voice,
phone.
Android 2.1, sad
next.
TV show news. Chris is lost on Google. Ooh. You know what I like? I'm going to buy you a drink. Did you know? Okay. For those of you that don't know, you know, drank is actually it's a drug, it's an illegal concoction in the southeastern United States. It's like cough syrup and a bunch of other, illegal. It's Bad News Bears. And the company that made drank actually made it and marketed it as a legal and safe alternative to the illegal drank. It has other names too, Texas Tea, Scissor, some other things. It's bad stuff. But the drank that we have at that computer store, I'm actually going to give some to my my sister. She's been having some trouble sleeping. Half of this and you're gone. We're going to give one to Eric after the show. We had an all-night lock-in at that computer store last night. It was awesome. Chaos. There was like wrestling, gladiator style. It was like Star Trek style wrestling. We had a big green lizard in the parking lot. You know,
people
hitting
each other with their hands stuck together.
Yeah. Spock actually attacked Captain Kirk. It was really awkward. And then they hugged. But,
Wilson took off his shirt, grabbed a sword.
Richelieu, he did the Sulu thing.
Georgia Kai is so gay.
He really is, though.
I know, but he's so
I like him.
Anyway. I do. I mean, I say that as a compliment.
What is up with that Samsung commercial? Is it Samsung? Sharp? Who is it?
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of TV it is. All I know is that there's George Takei going hello, and I'm real awkward.
Saying that George Takei is gay is a compliment to George Takei. He's a great guy. And if you ever, if you see the roast that he did of William Shatner, he was some of the William Shatner roast, and he was hilarious.
All right. That is all for the first segment of that.
Uncomfortable, but hilarious.
That is all for the first segment of That Computer Show. We're going to be back after the break with more cool news, like the newest sport to hit the water.
Or is it? I've got to see this.
Yeah, also Heinz ketchup to reduce the salt content in their beloved ketchup. And I don't really care.
Me either. Don't like ketchup.
You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. Segment two will start in mere minutes after these important commercial breaks from people we don't really know.
Important?
NASA has completed the Earth sock. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Amid much fanfare, NASA officials unveiled the completed Earth sock today at Cape Canaveral. The cruise-style 100% cotton sock fits over the entire planet Earth and is approximately 100,000 miles long. Earth sock coordinator Stanley Porter.
With the snug-fitting comfort and support provided by this enormous sock, the Earth is now protected from outer space chafing.
The Earth sock cost the government $80 trillion. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Hello, I'm William Shatner, and I'm a shaman. I'm a conduit of the ancient forces of nature.
What class do you think George Takei would be?
You're no doubt wondering, hey, Shatner, how do I hurl bolts of lightning?
Blood elf.
Simple. Get World of Warcraft, dog. You can be anyone you want. I'm William Shatner, and I'm a shaman. What's your game?
World of Warcraft, the number one online game. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, brush, let's all add our voice, whichever you the notion.
50 cents for shaving cream, a dollar for the lotion.
Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the ship that sails the ocean. Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
What's inside the orange box? The best game of all time. Brain melting, offbeat genius. The deepest multiplayer game of the year. Rated T2M.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief.
The new super bladder improves urination. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Duke University's Institute for Medical Development unveiled the super bladder today, hailing its ability to process virtually unlimited quantities of liquids. Duke scientist Elaine Tuttle.
The super bladder spews forth urine with 5 variable speed settings and in adjustable spray patterns. We believe it will render conventional human bladders obsolete.
Tuttle says the super bladder is the most ambitious project from the Institute since the turbo rectum. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
I'm so sorry for
there
that.
There aren't words, but there are sounds.
Oh! And we're back with more That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store.
All I have to say is, all I have to say is, pounds per square inch.
Oh, my God. Oh, I am so sorry. We just lost, what, three listeners we had. Wow. Okay. Continuing on, I'm going to talk about Heinz ketchup. Yes, we all pictured squeezing the bottle really hard just then. Let me find this link. Heinz to change recipe. This comes to me from the Consumerist. Now, honestly, I don't know that I care. The New York Post says that Heinz has found a way to decrease the amount of salt in their beloved ketchup without changing the taste. Or so they say. Like, what, are they going to lie? Actually, they might. As we reduce the sodium, we rebalance the special secret spices, said...
which are not pronounceable by normal human beings.
No, they're not. She said Heinz was not afraid that the new ketchup would go the way of New Coke, which was rejected by consumers when it was unveiled in 1985.
Because it was gross.
If they carbonate ketchup, I'm not going to drink it.
Don't shake up your ketchup bottle.
We conducted extensive testing with a broad cross-section of consumers across the country to ensure that there wasn't a distinguishable difference between the current and new recipes. I don't know. Apparently, this is really big news for somebody in the United States. I use ketchup a little bit on hamburgers and a teeny tiny tiny bit on hot dogs. But that's really about it.
I don't really care for ketchup.
No? I think
it's not my favorite.
I'm going to sneeze.
Hey!
I wasn't bluffing.
Have you heard about the HTC Evo?
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Yes, but no?
Well, I mean, I've heard of it, but I haven't really heard anything about it.
Well, it's coming out June 4th. It's cool. The latest and greatest in Android phones. 8-megapixel camera.
Wow.
Has a front-facing webcam on it as well, so you can do video chat. It drops on the 4th.
And then it picks up on the 5th.
Radio Shack has got a really cool promotion they're doing. If you do a pre-order at Radio Shack, it's a $50 deposit. They'll toss in $20 for accessories. You get a $20 gift card to buy accessories like a different charging cable or a case. So I think that's a pretty cool idea.
That is kind of cool. Although I do have a rant about making people pre-order stuff in a minute, but it has to do with video games. I'm really pissed. But go ahead. Evo's cool.
This phone is going to be awesome. It'll shoot 720p video from the 8-megapixel camera. It'll support WiMAX. It's going to be the first 4G phone in the U.S. and run on Sprint's 4G network. Now, here's the kicker. Sprint's everything plan, like you and I have.
Yes.
Is like $69.99 a month or whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, this phone is going to have, if you have the Evo, there's a mandatory $10 extra a month.
Oh, I don't like this.
For the WiMAX access and a couple other features that are bundled in with that.
This smacks of AT&T and Verizon.
Also, if you want to use the up to 8 devices tethering, Wi-Fi tethering that it has, that is another $29 for the tethering. The $29 tethering thing, that's typical of just about any carrier. If you want tethering on your phone, you have to pay the extra.
Now, I pay $100 for my like everything plan. Is that stuff included?
I'm not certain. That plan's a little bit different. We'd have to look into that to see if tethering is including in your everything plan.
Tethering is included in my everything plan, but I don't know, like, this is with the Evo. I don't like that.
No. Columbia doesn't have or is not slated to get the 4G coverage.
Ever.
Probably.
I don't know that. We just got, 1G. We just got running water. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So, I think that's cool. Go to Radio Shack, pre-order it. It should get you some accessories.
That is kind of cool.
Well, that's all Radio Shack is now, is an accessory store.
It is, really. You know where we're going after the show for lunch, right? We're going to go to Taco Bell.
Really?
Not really.
They're just so far away.
And there needs to be a Taco Bell.
We have to run for the border.
Bong. Taco Bell escalates cheap food war with $2 value meals.
Okay.
Dead silence ensues. Well, you know, you have the Arby's has the $5 combo. Everybody's doing the $5 combo thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
$2 value meal, dude.
That's cool, I guess.
I mean, it really kind of is. It's a taco or burrito, a medium soft drink, and a bag of chips.
But, okay, but that, a taco or a burrito, it's not enough to fill you up. They're so small.
Dude, that 89-cent, like, cheesy, beefy, awesome burrito, I could eat one of those and be done. So, but you think about for $2, you know, now here's the thing. Like you said, it's not enough to fill you up, right? But is it perhaps because we eat too much?
It's possible.
Chris is completely not interested in the $2 value meal.
Not really. So
I'm
also
excited about it. I love some Taco Bell.
One more little bit about the some Android news. You know, Google is selling the Nexus One online. They're not going to sell it online anymore.
Nope.
They're pulling it from their website. Basically the experiment has fizzled to an end. It's what one site says.
Yeah.
They will be available in certain stores. And Google's probably not going to do their own phone thing again for a while. They did create the G1 and the N1, and they were revolutionary phones. But Google has said there's no future news about what they're going to do or not do with phones. You're not going to be able to get it online anymore. You have to go to T-Mobile. So I think was, you know, the fact that you couldn't get it subsidized unless you were on T-Mobile. And let's face it, T-Mobile, I mean, it's okay, but it's not Sprint or AT&T.
Yeah.
Thank goodness it's not AT&T.
But, I know, right? Hey, so, you remember that movie, it was on years ago, Star Wars.
Yeah.
And then there was a sequel, because it's not a really well-known movie, it's an indie film, Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that part where the big hairy dude, he was a rug? I think his name was Chewbacca. He was an alien. You remember that? Remember he had the robot was C-3PO. He blew him up, or he didn't blow him up, but he got blown up, and he wore him as a backpack. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You know you can get a C-3PO backpack now?
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's $60 at ThinkGeek.com. You can also get a Tauntaun sleeping bag. You know, it was an April Fool's joke a couple years back. There's also a Wampa rug. Now tell me you don't want one of those.
Meow. Weird.
I think it's awesome, dude.
Only if she comes with it.
It's a slave. Is it? Yeah, it's
how Slave geeky. Leia.
Yeah, people are like, Slave Leia doesn't belong on a Wampa rug. That's crossing continuities. Or yeah, whatever, guys.
Hey,
it's a half-naked
you
woman
put,
on a big furry
You
rug.
Can put Slave Leia on anything.
Pretty much.
Put
as
her on
long
toast. As I'm in the same room with it.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's Slave Leia.
Well. Wait. Anyway, the C-3PO backpack looks really awesome. I think I'm going to get this for Emmy Jo Rockstar for school next year. It's just cool. I'm going to make a note of it. It's only $60, dude. Okay, we were talking about cell phones. You remember the whole debacle with the iPhone that it leaked? Gizmodo, the fourth-gen iPhone, blah, blah, blah. According to device.com, Apple has lost a second fourth-generation iPhone.
Oh, really?
Don't know if it's true or not. It looks like it's a batch of photos cropped up from a Vietnamese web forum. Not a whole lot is known, although Mac Rumors is reporting that, quote, the individual who submitted the link to us stated a Vietnamese businessman had purchased it in the U.S. together with an iPad. Now, we know how rampant knockoffs are coming out of China, often from these same factories that the actual devices are produced from. You know, what do you expect when you're paying people, you know, 20 cents a month or whatever the exchange rate is? But they took it apart. You go to device.com.
Or mobilemag.com.
Okay. You can actually see the video of somebody playing with it and taking it apart. Don't know if it's real or not. Don't know if I care or not. But don't know if it's, yeah. Don't know if you care or not either, listeners. But it's news here for you. Okay, so what do you got? What do you got for me, Chris? What do you think?
Well, I was looking at the pictures.
Yeah?
Of the 4G.
On a blue towel.
And, you know, unless Apple really put some cool features in this phone, I mean, like, really, like, revolutionary cool features, mm-hmm. it's not anywhere near as nice as an Evo. And I foresee phones like the Evo displacing this. iPhones have been selling, you know, very well for a number of years. Android phones have finally outsold them just this quarter.
Yeah.
So
pretty quickly. That's with a year and a half.
Yeah, and granted, there are 68 million iPhone users out there. I'm not discounting the number of iPhone users.
You know, but the iPhone only has like 3.8% of the cell phone market share.
And Nokia has like the rest.
You want to know what's tragic? Is
in smartphones, BlackBerry are still the number one smartphone, which I don't understand why such a dumb phone.
I don't know. They give them away. With 3.8% of the market share, Apple is more profitable. Their 3.8% of the market share is more profitable than all Nokia phone sales combined. That is broken.
Yeah, it's broken.
Just broken.
I don't think I could ever buy an Apple product now. Just knowing what I know about how sleazy the company is, you know, I don't think I can do it. I just can't bring myself. It's the same thing I feel about Walmart. I can't really shop at Walmart
because I know our Walmart sponsorship.
Yeah,
we never had one. I'm kidding.
But I don't know if I could ever buy an Apple product now.
Yeah,
even though I'd respect some of their technology and some of their innovation. You know, they're just... I think I'm beginning to dislike them more than I dislike Microsoft. I'm actually kind of starting to like some Microsoft.
I think I predicted this, and someone owes me $20 somewhere. I'm just saying. I don't remember. I've made that bet to a couple people, but... have you ever heard of Liquid Mountaineering?
I've got Liquid Ice. Well, I didn't have Liquid Ice.
Okay, you showed us a video. Yeah, you're drinking a Wave. I'm drinking a Liquid Ice.
I was drinking Liquid Ice, but I finished it. Now I'm drinking a Wave.
Oh, dear.
Because, see... Liquid ice, Wave. It's what happens when the liquid ice melted. It was liquid, and I don't know.
Just drink your drink. It'll be all right. Okay, Liquid Mountaineering. Chris showed us a video the other day that was awesome. It's a new sport. Dudes walking on water. Okay? Dudes walking on
water. Running on water.
Well, yeah. Like, they had a bear about to eat them. They were running. Turns out it's a hoax.
Really?
It really is a hoax. Apparently, it is a viral video that's selling some shoes or something. But it is really entertaining. It's about a 3-minute video, and it's kind of a quick little. It's like a mockumentary, a little 3-minute. You know, this is our sport, and it shows like waking up in the morning and driving, and it's all artsy and cool, and it's like a little video documentary, and it's fake. Although it looks stinking cool. I wish I could do that. It's like skipping stones, but with people. Some guy in the comments, actually, he did some physics calculation. He basically did the physics and said, yeah, no, not going to happen. That they could not run fast enough to displace their weight to actually walk on the water. But it is a cool-looking video, nonetheless. Just saying. All right. So, moving on. Oh, Guitar Hero at the lock-in last night. We played some Guitar Hero. Happy birthday, Nina. Nina and Justin and some other people came by, played some Rock Band, Beatles, Guitar Hero. I think it was mostly Rock Band, right? Anyway, you remember which one was it where you could be like Kurt Cobain? You could actually play as a dead musician. Guitar Hero? Did anybody think that was creepy other than me?
I think it's creepy.
It is. Well, apparently, the rest of the world caught up to me. Activision has learned its lesson. They're going to drop celebrities from Guitar Hero 6. Courtney Love, Jon Bon Jovi, No Doubt, all spoke out over the use of famous likenesses in the game.
Oh, for a sake there, I'm like, they're not dead.
Yeah, no. Yet. Often inappropriately.
Well, Courtney Love's career is dead.
But. Well, it's completely different. They're going to still appear in the game. Gene Simmons is going to narrate, for example, but we won't have to see Kurt Cobain doing Flavor Flav impressions as a playable character. Thank you, Kotaku, for reporting that to us. What else do I got? I got Call of Duty Black Ops. If there's even a team to make a Call of Duty game after all of the designers jumped ship, you tell me. 1 minute or one guy left? One. Okay. But Call of Duty Black Ops. Apparently is going to have dedicated servers.
Because they think dedicated servers are cool. Everybody wants dedicated servers. They're cool, man.
Yeah, that's what the industry's calling for. Okay, if you don't know what we're talking about, the Call of Duty game series, it's one of the most profitable and most legendary game first-person game series ever. The recent game, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 2, I don't know, whatever, they took out servers. Now, what this basically did is, if you were playing against, like, five of your buddies, what's supposed to happen is you all connect to a server and you all shoot each other and you all have a lot of fun. What happened was it sat on somebody's machine, so if they got unplugged, the whole game would freak out for a few minutes, and cheaters were rampant. And
it was you couldn't control it. Now, granted, it was some of the aspects of that thing were cool.
Some of them were,
but the cheating was just completely cool. Overshadowed it.
Yeah. All right, that is all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We're going to be back after the break with more news of the normal, weird, and wild. Stay tuned, sit tight, keep your pants on. That Computer Show will be right back.
A new fragrance will evoke mystery and passion. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Chanel perfume unveiled Windswept today. A new smell designed to create an air of mystery and passion. Chanel spokesperson Victoria Faulkner.
Windswept is intrigue. Windswept is romance. A drop of Windswept will wrap you in the abiding stink of love.
The new fragrance, a concoction of liquefied butterfly tongues and hummingbird saliva, is expected to arrive in stores next week. But at a cost of $2,000 an ounce, you will have to settle for the reek of failure. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
I'm Mr. T, and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T, there's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my Mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My Mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a Mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a Mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T's pretty handy with computers. Had that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
Rated T for T.
We're gonna do it like this.
$5 foot long.
That's not, no, it's five. $5 foot. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 30-second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Kids eat Armor hot dogs.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Soft kids, fizzy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs. The dog kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so better there. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
Police plan to pillage and terrify the community. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Area police are gearing up to get even with the community this evening. Their plan, Operation Psycho Pig Rampage, calls for the pillaging of homes, random shooting of harmless motorists, and more. Officer Harrison Timken.
Operation Psycho Pig Rampage will undoubtedly be the average white middle-class citizen's worst nightmare.
Local police officials are urging all citizens to prepare for a world of hurt. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, call it, point.
And we are back. That computer show is still on the air, despite the FCC's recommendations to the contrary. All right. Transformers are cool, right?
Well, like, convert, you know, current from one voltage level to another.
No, I mean, that's robots in disguise, dude. Like Bumblebee cool. And...
Oh, Starscream, yeah, like, and, the, okay, those are Transformers. Yeah. I was thinking about coils of wire. It's
yeah, but I bet Transformers
cool.
probably have Transformers in them. Anyway... The Transformers War for Cybertron game, I'm really excited about it. I got a little bit of news about it. But first, I want to say hi to Amy Jo Rockstar, who called me during the break to yell at me about the C-3PO book bag. If she doesn't want it, I'll wear it. I will so wear that to work. And sleep in my Tauntaun sleeping yeah. bag. Okay, Transformers War for Cybertron. It's based on the Unreal 3 engine, so it's going to be a third-person shooter. There are a whole bunch of different game modes. Let's see. I'm looking at the wiki article about it. Looks like there's Team Deathmatch, Conquest, Countdown to Extinction, which is basically take the bomb and plant it at the enemy base. Deathmatch, Power Struggle, Code of Power, a mode comprised of 2.5-minute rounds where teams vie for a giant melee weapon. I don't know what that's all about. Hmm. Now, there's a whole bunch of different Transformers that you can play as. Some of the characters: Optimus Prime, RC, Air Raid, Bumblebee, Grimlock, Ironhide, Jazz, Jetfire, Omega Supreme, Ratchet, Sideswipe, Silverbolt. Huh, Emmy? Silverbolt? Yeah. Warpath, Zeta Prime, Megatron, Barricade, Brawl, Breakdown, Demolisher, Skywarp, Shockwave, Slipstream, Soundwave, Starscream, Thundercracker, Jypticon, and Waffle Iron. Now, those are all characters in the game. Not all of them are playable. Now, here's what really bugs me. Some of those characters are playable based on where you pre-order the game from. So, what if I want to be a couple of those cool characters that are all pre-order exclusives? Pre-order exclusives really burn my butt. They did this with Star Trek.
Turbo colon.
What's that?
Turbo colon. Overheated.
They did this with the Star Trek MMO. Depending on where you pre-ordered the game from, you got certain perks. You got like a Borg bridge officer. You got a special gun that went through walls that was actually in...
Some of those were captain perks.
What's that? Oh, yeah. There are children listening, Chris. Anyway, so what... Basically, you're bribing me to buy the game from your store, not because you have excellent prices, not because you have excellent customer service or a clean store... like that computer store, or a friendly environment, which, you know, we have all of those things. You're bribing me with a little carrot of mostly worthless gameplay enhancement.
Okay, so which one are we going to offer? So
that's the thing. I don't know. I haven't decided. But there's a couple, like, you can be Shockwave if you buy the game from GameStop. There's a special game mode that you can only get to if you buy the game from Best Buy, Amazon, or GameStop. Let's see. There's a couple other.
Yeah, I don't like the fractioning of the fragmenting rather.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
That's kind of fail.
It really is. Now we're starting to see this. Transformers is doing it. Batman Arkham Asylum. If you bought it on the PS3 from GameStop on a bank holiday, you got to play as the Joker or something. Or there was a special level where you got to kill all the bone dudes from Jason and the Argonauts. Whatever. It bothers me because sell me the game and let me buy the game from you because you're where I want to go to get the game. Don't bribe me with some paltry whatever. Unless it's a Jim Raynor dog tag and early entry into the StarCraft beta. In which case, I will definitely sell my soul to you. GameStop, thanks. Just my little rant. I think it's uncool. I think it's... It's just a tactic, and I don't like it. But I do like this game. I am so excited about this game. Because it's like a shooter, but with Transformers. You can fly, or you can be a car, or you can be a truck, or you can be a tank. It just looks cool. One of the weapons is called the X-12 Scrapmaker. Are you with me on this one? Are you excited about this game, Chris?
I'm reading about HD from HD streaming from Netflix on the PC and Mac, finally.
You want to share that with us?
For quite a while now, you've been able to stream HD movies and TV shows from Netflix on devices like your game consoles, the Roku device, certain Blu-ray players, and certain TVs that have the Netflix capability built in. Granted, you can't do HD on the Wii because the Wii can't do HD because the Wii's a Wii. Anyway, it's a wee little Wii.
Okay.
take it what sense thou wilt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Netflix is, but maybe not, but kinda is going to do HD streaming on the PC and Mac using a new Silverlight plugin. It looks as if, from what I'm gathering from hackingnetflix.com, that for a short period of time, between then and now, you were able to stream in HD. There was even a genre for just HD on their website, but it has since been obliterated, deleted.
Hmm.
So you can't get to that genre right now, but it does show that finally Netflix is going to be doing some HD on the PC platform. I have a PC connected to my HD TV, as do many, many other people. And I also, you know, have access to a game console, but I don't want to have to switch if I'm watching, you know, CBS.com, and then I want to watch a Netflix movie. I don't want to have to, like, power that thing down and switch inputs and do all this.
Yeah, it's just too much trouble.
I want it all in my nice-looking boxy interface or my Windows Media Center interface. I mean, I paid the $9 a month to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to switch to a different device just to get it in HD when my computer is more than capable of displaying it in HD?
I'm with you.
Granted, there have been some complaints that Time Warner... I'm giving you guys a call Monday morning. You will be hearing from me. Is throttling people's bandwidth from Netflix if they stream in HD.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to find that out. See, I have a 15 megabit connection.
But there have been times...
I mean, 15 megabits, that's kind of fast.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to tell people.
I mean, I've been told it's turbo. It kicks in. 15 megabits.
Interesting.
That's what I pay for.
Okay.
However, sometimes when I watch Netflix, it'll get 20, 30 seconds in, and I get the error message, your internet connection has slowed. That's what it says on the screen, has slowed.
Slowed.
I don't have a slowed internet connection.
Apparently you do.
Fast.
A black mage somewhere cast slow.
I have a fastest internet connection.
Actually,
no,
that was a white mage, though, wasn't it?
I can download an ISO of Ubuntu and, like, see, I'm done. It got it. You know, I can get an MP3 from Amazon.com and, oops, got it, on my phone, over my Wi-Fi. But if I try to watch Netflix, I get, your internet connection has slowed. It gets pixelated, and Doctor Who looks like Doctor Who. Who is that? I can't make him out.
The Lego Doctor Who.
Yes, 8-bit Doctor Who. So, and
meow, meow.
So I pay my $9 a month. I love some Netflix. I do get to watch, you know, TV shows I'm catching up on. I've been waiting for HD. HD is so easy to do now. I mean, my phone, if I can pull down full HD on my phone, I should be able to do it on the computer connected to my TV. So wake up and smell the 21st century.
Smells just like raisins.
And that's amazing.
Wow. Okay. A little more video game news. Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Oh, I'm excited about it. Tell me.
Okay, The Old Republic's advanced class system revealed. Apparently, some people,
I will give up WoW for this game.
Yeah, you probably will. Some people. No, I hadn't. What's that?
You can play as a Sarlacc.
What are you talking about?
The Sarlacc is the big beast that was up underneath Jabba the Hutt's little thing.
Yeah. It was,
and he ate that guy.
He'd be digested
pig
over 1,000 years.
Oh, don't
Leviticus
me. Leviticus is messing with our heads over here.
Okay, the real news, people were unhappy because there are only 4 classes for each of the factions. But Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic further mixes things up with the advanced class system. It's a talent system that splits each class right down the middle. It comes into play once your character in the Old Republic grows in power, obviously. Upon reaching a certain point, players will be able to select between 2 advanced classes, further honing their role in the MMO world.
Choose your adventure. If you wish to be a Dark Knight, turn to page 158.
Yeah.
If you choose to be a Jedi,
turn back to page 11.
Yeah.
For example, one Sith Warrior advanced class will focus on charging in and taking the brunt of the damage, or tanking, while the second will focus on doing as much damage as possible, taking down foes quickly, known as a DPS role.
Nothing's a good substitute for a good blast at your side.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blast at your
good
side.
Blast at your side.
Choosing one advanced class or the other will lock players out from skills from the other advanced class, although a shared set will be available featuring skills both of the more advanced roles can use, which makes sense. Like, you know, Sith tanks and Sith DPS guys will probably both
be able to run and jump.
Yeah, Force Lightning would probably be a DPS thing. Force Choke would probably be a tank thing. Whatever. It's basically a talent system like in World of Warcraft. But you know what? It really reminds me a little bit of a mix of the World of Warcraft
and Tabula Rasa,
or the original Star Wars class system, where, well, not really actually at all.
I kind of liked how they started classes in Tabula Rasa, where you got to a certain point and you had to make a decision to go down a certain leg of the tree.
Yeah,
you couldn't
go
back.
I got a really good picture here. I'm going to send this to Leviticus. Leviticus, are you online? You should be. Yeah, go ahead and get online. It's a cool looking talent tree. I'm excited about this game. I really am. Let's see. Also, oh, there's an excellent picture of Darth Vader sitting on a park bench with two Asian girls in schoolgirl uniforms. I don't even want to comment on that. Return of the Jedi Playground, an AT-ST jungle gym. Really? That's pretty fabulous. All right. What else? FCC requests cell phone providers stop needlessly screwing users. I got to read this.
It's not going to happen. I wish it would. I wish, you know, there are some out there that say the government doesn't need to step in and control
this. You know
what? But there are times when you have companies like Verizon and AT&T, you know, just being asshats, then you kind of do. Somebody needs to say, hey, the madness needs to stop.
This actually makes a lot of sense. The FCC is requesting that mobile phone carriers contact their subscribers when the consumer's phone usage is approaching or exceeding their plan limits.
Oh, yeah, the $14,000 phone bills.
Yeah.
That's got to stop.
In the European Union, they require carriers to send text messages to users. They have to pay for the text charges, obviously. When they're running up fees. Sometimes the charges are intentional, but occasionally there are mistakes or misunderstandings, contract problems that could be avoided. I am also, you know, hesitant to say, oh, FCC, regulate all of this and blah, 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 blah. You know, we should be smart enough to do the right thing, but this is a good idea. I heard an interesting article on the BBC, XM radio thing. It was a guy. He's a managerial guru. And he said the real problem with management in these large companies is at some point in time, the idea of caring, generosity, and love went out the window. That it's all about, you know, go to the shareholders, make lots of money for your company. He said, try this at your next corporate board meeting. Stop the meeting and say, what we need in our company is more love. And see if you don't get thrown out. And he said this. He said, corporate America, corporate, you know, Great Britain, whatever, I dare you to do this.
All of them have sat down and watched the movie Wall Street too many times.
Yeah, but, you know, the
greed
point
is good.
The point was, this is one of the basic tenets of humanity that we're supposed to adhere to. You know, love thy brother, but not in that way. You know what I'm saying. Be good to people. Will Wheaton's rule, don't be a, I can't say it, starts with the word letter D and ends with ick. Anyway, that's like his number one rule, and it's really a good rule to live by. So, FCC, I gotta say, kudos, yeah. Because it's kind of a...
Isn't it sad that we have to have a government agency to basically point the fingers and say, y'all play nice.
Yeah.
Play nice, or I'm sending you all home.
Wow.
So, a competition is good, but when you're just being mean and greedy... Somebody needs to lay down the smack.
Yeah.
So.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Is that? I mean, if me and my brother were doing that kind of stuff, my mom would have.
Oh,
seriously.
Yeah.
It'd have been over with. Quit.
Oh,
quit.
I was going to talk about the Transformers too, wasn't I?
You did talk about the Transformers.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had a little freak out there. Sorry.
Caffeine.
Yeah. Caffeine is good. Poor Eric. Yeah. He's so tired. He's been up for over 24 hours. The lock-in last night was really fun. You should have been there. We played Rock Band, and I, of course, was awesome, obviously. Okay, well, Crumbs, I was going to talk about me a little more. Looks like that is a wrap for today's That Computer Show. It's time for Eric to go to bed. He's earned it. Time for me to go play some Rock Band, maybe eat a $2 Taco Bell value meal, and then regret it 3 hours later. We'll be back next week with more of That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Look us up at TCS Joe. Tweet with us and join in on the fun. We're going to start answering questions on the next week's show. You Twitter in a question if it's not really stupid.
Or you can also, throughout the week, email us a question.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we'll read it out on the air as well. So
yeah. So, bearing that in mind, get to your Twitters, get to your emails. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you've been listening to That Computer Show. It, throws it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tweet it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it.